I don't want to put you out on a limb, but which is the greater threat to European economic stability, Russia or the United States?
At this point, it's the United States. To anyone with eyes to see what Mr. Trump has just done, the complete humiliation of Europe, the imposition of tariffs and purchase obligations from the United States, that is destructive of the European economy. It is not the act of a friend. And in that context, you have to ask, well, why are they going along with it? And here you have to look for the small print. And as I said, even in the Le Soir editorial, it was, if you looked closely at the text, you found the answer. The answer is to keep up relations with Trump. And why do they want to keep up relations with Trump? In order to rope him in to continue American support for the Ukrainians in the war with Russia. This is the big idée fixe of Ma von der Leyen and her colleagues in the European institutions. And it is not an economic concern. They don't give a damn about the welfare of the broad populations in the European countries. Their concern is their own holding on to power, which is made possible by this war with Russia because it gives a reason.
Is it a coincidence that while all this is going on, France has announced a recognition of the state of Palestine? And Great Britain, with a little bit of wiggle room, has announced that it is likely to do so by September.
These are acts of impotence. They are giving Mr. Trump the finger in their pocket, which is a very common.
Other words, giving him the finger and he can't see them doing it.